This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The world is a mess, and particularly the United States. And so as the United States goes, the world goes. And we have a person who doesn't know how to, who doesn't understand economics, he doesn't understand finance, he doesn't understand global, how things work at the global scale. And he's inside the mind of a child. It's all about me. What is my little fiefdom going to get? How much money did Hunter make for me? And how much money did I generate for the Klan? My word is to Biden. Inflation is up. A measure of wholesale prices rose more than expected, countering recent trends showing that inflation pressures are easing. Do you feel like they're easing? It's an ebb and flow, barely moving, but it's so far removed from what it was. Think about what you were paying for things in the time of Trump, what you've been paying now going into 3 solid years. Easily. Look, let me tell you how I can measure real easily. $800 a month they raise the rent in the home that I live in currently. So, multiply that. That's almost $10,000 a year from the rent increases from Joe Biden. Don't get me talking about gasoline, where I'm paying, what, $30 more per fill-up than I was under Trump? You know how many tanks of gasoline I put in my car in the last 3 years, running this kid around from baseball park to baseball park? I mean, it is thousands. We guesstimated it to be at least $1,000. I mean, it's more than that. It's more than $1,000 a year. What about tickets? Plane tickets. Have you looked at the price of your plane tickets? We're not even getting into food where you're paying a, 30, 40% premium. What does the average household spend on food in a year? I don't have the answer, but I know this. I get sticker shock every time I go. I guesstimate, and I think I'm understating it. I guesstimate that we have spent, because think about it, it's $10,000 a year for 3 years just in my rent. Okay? Then add my gasoline, which is probably conservatively another $5,000 to $7,000, and then add my food for 3 years. We're not talking about restaurants. That's outrageous. Home cooking. It's safe to say for me to tell you I've spent at least $50,000 more living in the Biden time than I did under Trump. Had any medical issues? Had to go to the doctor? What about your insurance premiums? All that stuff is higher. Conservatively $50,000 over 3 years. I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's probably closer to 70 or 80. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The Producer Price Index, which gauges the cost of goods and services some producers receive for their products as opposed to those that consumers pay, rose 0.3% for the month. They kept, inflation's easing. Now they call it Bidenomics. And you know what they're going out right now doing? They're trying to sell the world, the concept, to Americans that Bidenomics is good. Joe Biden's brought your prices down. You got a price increase in your salary. No, you didn't. Trump gave you a real price increase. Adjusted for inflation, you were feasting. Not under Biden. You are getting toe up from the flow up. It's unbelievable how bad it is. And it leads me into my next part of the discussion, suicides. About 49,500 people took their own lives last year in the U.S., highest number ever. Let me repeat that. The highest number ever. The CDC, which posted the numbers, has not yet calculated a suicide rate for the year. Probably they're like, it blew off their charts. But available data suggests that suicides are more common in the U.S. than at any time since the dawn of World War II. There's something wrong That number should not be going up, said Christina Wilbur, a 45-year-old Florida woman whose son shot himself to death last year. You want me to tell you why people are killing themselves? Partly from just complete dismay, disbelief that we elected a clown as a president, that we have a government that is it makes a banana republic look like a good place to go live. And look at all the pressures. You've got crime pressures, drug pressures, inflation pressures, wars and rumors of wars. There's no dual system of justice. Anything can happen to you, and there's nobody there to help. Remember the time, I don't know when it was for you, when you felt like if things went badly, you had family. Family first. That's who took care of you. If family didn't take care of you, then you went to the church. Church took care of you. If the church didn't take care of you, well, then you went to a good old Uncle Sugar. And he took care of you. And let me tell you, in that order, family is going to take care of you the best. Church is going to take care of you second best. And then government third best, and that's your last resort. Well, what happens when your family's been destroyed, has been decimated? You don't have one. You don't have that support system that you were looking for, that you've been used to, or that most people have. That goes away. What about the church? It's been demonized. It's been ridiculed. It's not used to help. It's become part of the political establishment. You think these pastors want to give away money? Please. It's all about collecting. Going in, not going out. They use people. Oh, look at our little projects that we did here, 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 and here, because they want to keep that money flowing. But they want their private jets, and they want, you know, these. And when you're chili pimping pastors like these black, a lot of these black pastors, it's just about paying for that Cadillac. They do what the government tells them. And then what about government? Oh, yeah, government's ripping you off and paying you more. How's that work under Bidenflation? Please, how's it working out for you? I'm not talking to my audience. I'm talking to the lefties that listen to the program. How is it working out for you? Isn't it amazing that suicides are up? What about the people who got sick, couldn't get on Obamacare because they found out, you know what, it ain't as good as I thought it was. What about the ones who took the jab? And now they're like, and they went, I thought I was taking the jab. It was all supposed to be good. Always a disappointment. When government says, hey, just do this, go our way, come ride with us, baby. I'm not surprised by any of this. Hey, we got a lot to talk about. I want to cover a little bit more about DeSantis and the targeting of Trump. And we'll see you in a bit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I can only imagine the Biden administration saying, suicides are up and it's a good thing. Yeah, it's good for you. Calls the herd. You know, we used to have layoffs at the company I worked for, about 10% every 6 months, give or take. And they would warn us. They'd say, hey, 10%. It became, in fact, when I got hired at the company, that particular company was Hitachi. They brought me in. I interviewed with a guy named Lee. I won't say his last name because he still works in the industry. But I interviewed, and Lee says, okay, hey, happy to make you an offer, Kev. He gave me an offer. And I was driving, went to go get my car out of the parking garage. I got on Central Express where I lived in Dallas. And Lee calls me, hey, Kev. I said, yeah. He goes, hey, I just want to let you know we're doing a layoff. He goes, doesn't impact you, but just know that we call the herd every so often. And I went, okay. And that was that. And then, of course, I don't know if it was a warning to me that, hey, we let people go. Well, I wasn't worried. Call the herd. That's what you need to do. But I don't think you should be doing it with suicide. If if they were tossing people out of the window or people were jumping out of the window from this 35th floor, 36th floor of the building, one of the downtown buildings in Dallas, I would have had a different opinion about the job. Joe Biden drives people to commit suicide. Lefties will drive, as my grandmother say, lefties will make, she didn't say this, but she would say, boy, they make you lose your religion. You know, you've heard that term before, right? Well, leftists will make you lose your religion. You will, I tell people in my speeches, God is still, when it comes to leftism, God is still working on me. He is not one of these Kev. God just goes, Kevin, I'm not through with you yet. Oh, boy. What are we going to talk about? I said I want to mention DeSantis. I do. I want to go into DeSantis. There was a Newsweek article, and here's what they said. Presidential candidate DeSantis has received another helping of bad news amid a scramble to reverse his campaign's meteoric drop in national polls for the 2024 Republican nomination. The top Republican pollster released results. This was on Thursday, showing that he slipped to third place in the Republicans behind businessman Vivek Ramaswamy. Now, I joked, and it wasn't a joke. I said it was a poll that Vivek did for himself, and I think it was. They go on to say a grim milestone for a candidate many once considered the best option to unseat former President Trump. And I'm going to tell you right now, I do. I think that this, if I'm right, my producers, I'm looking at you guys. This is a Vivek poll. I don't know how scientific. Obviously, you can pay people to say whatever you want about you. But it does say this. Even if you do a Vivek poll, you shouldn't be number three, DeSantis. If it was a Vivek poll and Vivek beat Trump, I would go, okay. Vivek isn't making some meteoric jump where Trump is 51 or 52 and Vivek is 37. He's just in there with DeSantis and he passed him a little bit. Which leads me to believe that there is some validity to the poll. Now, he probably sent it out amongst his supporters, you know. I mean, which would be a real slap in the face to Vivek if he sent it out to his supporters and they still chose Trump 50-something percent. But here's what they said. Per survey, 2,000 voters nationwide, Republican-leaning pollster Signal, which holds an A-plus rating with poll aggregator 538, DeSantis is now the preferred option of just 10% of the electorate and is virtually neck and neck with Ramaswamy, who's at 11%. Trump, 53%. So if this is the case, Trump is leading both of these guys by 33% and 32% respectively, which means he's the man. And I've already told you, I know what Vivek is doing. He wants to be the vice president for under Trump. And what a position to get. Think about it. I mean, look, I don't know much about him. People have said, Kevin, he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. He's really a lefty and all that. Okay, maybe. That's for you to decide. That's for you to vet out on your own. But on the surface, let's say he is a conservative. What an audition. Guy comes from nowhere, builds up a reputation, just sweeps past Fat Boy Christie, sweeps by Pence, sweeps by a Vice President Pence, a special prosecutor and governor of a state, Krispy Kreme, a UN ambassador, Nikki Haley, and former governor of South Carolina, all right? And who else? Asa Hutchins, a former governor of Arkansas, and I could go on. Name all these people. Current governor, if he did go by DeSantis, current governor, certainly he's holding par with him, right? Governor DeSantis, out of nowhere. I mean, this is Andrew Yang on steroids. And I don't know if you've heard him speak, but I'm not going to go, he's articulate and clean, but he's a bright guy. There's nothing that make you go, man, that dude crazy. I ain't go vote for you. He comes off very sage. And I'm telling you right now, I think he's auditioning to be vice president. If you were to put a gun to my head right now and say, Kevin, who's Trump going to pick as his VP? I'd say Vivek, if that's the way you pronounce his name, Vivek Ramaswamy. That's who I'd say. Now, there's no indicators. Trump hasn't, like, reached out to him, said, hey, he's a great guy. I don't know what he's... Maybe he did. Maybe he has done that. But I haven't seen it. But I will tell you this. It would not surprise me at all to have a young man of color on his ticket. Think of it as the reverse of Kamala Harris, an actual Indian person who is smart and not slept their way to the top. Another businessman, and a guy who could learn the ropes from the master, Donald Trump. Man, I mean, this, like I said, okay, so let's say Vivek brings another, 11% right now, and he's growing. Let's say Trump touches him and says, bing, yea, verily, I like Vivek, bing. So Vivek jumps ahead of DeSantis, in theory, but he says, but I'm going to pull him out of the race, I'm going to make him my VP. Trump goes from 53 to 64. If you believe those numbers, he jumps up 11% to 64%. Now everybody that likes Vivek goes, boy, he's now second, next in line. And Trump then elevates a person of color. Look, I'm not getting all tingly up my leg or anything, but I'm just saying that's not a bad way to go. He's a much more, people will look at him with stability, but I think he's got a lot more oomph in him than Mike Pence. Now, Trump would have to bet the heck out of him. I'm not vying for this. I'm telling you, if he's all that in the bag of chips, if fries go with that shake, and Vivek is the man, what a combination. Democrats would have a difficult time with that, right? Versus two white boys. I wanted DeSantis and Trump for a while. I just don't think they get along. I think Vivek and Trump would get along okay. Anyway, what are your thoughts? Shoot me a note. Trump, Vivek, or no?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The apparent names and addresses of the grand jury members that indicted former President Trump have been posted online. The names and supposed pictures of those grand jurors have now started to circulate on social media sites. A new video appears to show former Trump advisor Roger Stone plotting to overthrow the 2020 election by changing state electors. At least 110 people confirmed dead in what has become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. That devastating wind-driven blaze tore through the town of Lahaina. A southeastern Minnesota town will soon be without a police department starting August 24th. The entire police department of Goodhue will be no more. The police chief stepped down on August 9th. The remaining officers resigned August 11th after hearing the chief quit. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's interesting to watch Mitch McConnell get heckled. And I got to tell you, I don't like when, as much as I'm confrontational, I'm not wishing that on Mitch McConnell. I guess that's the best way to put it. But he does deserve it. Mitch McConnell should retire. But here's what I do like about it. I like the conservatives are true to our principles. See, Diane Feinstein, she should be retired. There's no reason for this woman to continue to serve. She's a shell of who she was. Fetterman never should have been elected. Joe Biden, never. He should have left politics years ago. Right? We put ours out to pasture. We don't want Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, you're too old. You need to go. This is a guy that, for all intents and purposes, like him or not, he's represented Republicans, and in some cases you've liked him, in some cases you may not have. But he's one of ours, right? But when his time is up, you know what we say? Mitch, hit the road. We're done. Leftists don't do that. Joe Biden, We should have covered this. Joe Biden's in trouble. I predicted this. I'll talk about it tomorrow. I'm going to leave it for that. Leave it for now. You know what? Let's go ahead and talk about it because it fits. But before we get into it, I want to play one other clip. And this is Barack Obama. And he's having a rally. I don't know about what. It's not a rally for him because he can't draw that many people. But it's a rally over something, an issue. And here's what happens to him. So that's an Obama. He was in Michigan. He's at some rally. And they are saying, F Joe Biden. And he can't quiet him down. This is a guy that got 81 million votes. And the guy that's speaking on behalf of him, they have zero respect for. And here's Obama. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about right here. See, what? No, let him do it. Let him do it. But they don't care. Anyway, I'm going to talk about Joe Biden, and what I told you guys is a sign. an absolute sign. Joe Biden is done. And this, I predicted it, and you're going to see it play out exactly as I told you. I said, whenever the first Democrat beyond the second one, I should say. So we've already got Kennedy, who's spoken out. He says, look, Joe Biden, whatever, he's giving you Joe Biden, blah, blah, blah. He's not the guy. He's given his side of things, but he's anti-Democrat, even though he is supposedly a Democrat, and he's done. And I said, when the second one comes out, that's when you know things are getting ready to take a turn for Joe Biden. Now, between now and the rest of the week, you're going to watch a lot of new developments, but the Bidens are on their way out. And this is a critical thing that happened, and it happened with Representative Dean Phillips. I'm not sure who tapped Dean Phillips. He's a representative out of, I believe, Minnesota. I'm not sure who tapped him on the shoulder and made him the scapegoat, but somebody high in the food chain commanded him to start the process of getting rid of Joe Biden publicly. And so Phillips did an interview on CBS News' Face the Nation with Major Garrett, and he recommended that other top Democrats jump into the 2020 presidential race and primary Joe Biden. And here is, we're going to play separate clips, but here he is. And I'm not going to play the first part where he's trying to credentialize himself. I'm going to play the part where he essentially throws Joe Biden under the bus. Because he says, Democrats are telling me they want not a coronation, but they want competition. And he goes on to quote the poll. So here's the clip.
And I've discovered that everybody in the middle, the massive majority of Americans, are sick of angertainment, telling us we're more divided than we really are. They're sick of members of Congress, state houses, attacking each other instead of attacking problems. They want their families back, their friendships back, their communities back. They want unity. And I want to give voice to them. And then secondly, I want to give voice to Democrats. I'm a lifelong, passionate Democrat, inspired by Hubert Humphrey and Martin Luther King. Democrats are telling me that they want not a coronation, but they want a competition. The New York Times poll from this week shows 55% of Democratic voters want some alternatives to the current people in the primary. 83% of those under 30, Democrats under 30, want alternatives, and about 76% of independents. So I just want to make my case.
When are you going to decide?
I think, well, let me get to my point.
Okay.
So if we don't heed...
I've given you some room.
Yes, you have. If we don't heed that call, shame on us.
So just so we're clear, guys, he's doing what the people want, not what Phillips wants. Phillips believes that he is acting for the greater good of America, not just the Democratic Party. And he goes on to say, if they fail to heed this call and run somebody, here's what he's saying without saying it, besides Joe Biden as the party's nominee in 2024, the consequences are going to be disastrous. So, he says, my call is to those who are well-positioned. Well, actually, I'm not even going to quote it. Let me let you hear him say it himself.
And the consequences, I believe, are going to be disastrous. So my call is to those who are well-positioned, well-prepared, of good character and competency. They know who they are, to jump in, because Democrats and the country need competition. It makes everything better. That's my call to them right now.
I just want to be clear. Second Democrat now that has said, get in. I'm imploring you to get in. Now, he acts like he doesn't want it. He wants it. Trust me. But he says, those that are well-positioned. He's going to get asked, do you think you're worthy? Yeah, I'm worthy, but I'm not well-positioned. Now you know you're dealing with a politician, folks. It's not about him. Not about him. I want to play the last part of this. This part I love.
If they don't, you will.
I'm not saying I will. I think I'm well positioned to be president of the United States.
You do.
I do not believe I'm well positioned to run for it right now. People who are should jump in because we need to meet the moment. The moment is now. That is what the country is asking.
I can't help but go back to this. He's asking for Joe Biden to be primaried. Now, I already know what the rest of the clip is about, and maybe so do some of you. But why, if Joe Biden is Mr. Popularity, if you believe in him, if he's doing the job you want, he's theoretically the only game in town. Why is this guy coming out here? We need competition. It makes us better. Said no Democrat ever. If your guy is the leader of the party, okay, let me ask you this. Did Barack Obama get primaried? You get it? Of course not. Democrat, you don't primary your. The only time you primary somebody like what they're trying to do to Trump is when your party is absolutely in bed with the other party. There's no reason to primary Joe Biden if you like what he's about. Here's the rest of the clip, though. This is what is going to get you.
There's some running room, so let's tighten up the answers if we can. Can President Biden beat Donald Trump?
I think he can, but I think the only way to determine that objectively is to go through a process.
You buying it? The best way to make sure is to go through a process. He's your guy. What process do you need to go through? You going to vet him? What, are you going to try to find out if he's a liar? You're going to try to find out if he's a crook? You're going to try to find out if he's feathered his nest and colluded with China, Romania, Russia, Ukraine? You're going to vet his family to see if maybe they're on the grift? What are you going to do? What is it that this process is going to vet out? Oh, wait, you might want to know if he's mentally capable. Is that part of it? Are you wondering if he's physically able? Are you wondering if he's even going to survive any of this? Why the process? We're going to have to finish this in the next segment because I don't want to rush this last part. This is a disingenuous nature of Democrats. And I hope you get a chance to see the video. Representative Dean Phillips out of Minnesota. He's throwing Joe Biden under the bus in the nicest of ways. And the question I would ask is, who's pulling the strings? Who's allowing it to happen? But it is about to happen.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to do this as kind of a hodgepodge segment. A lot of different stuff. We have these clips that'll never get played if we don't put them into, you know, some sort of context, but I don't want to spend a lot of time on them. But I want to talk about them a little bit. So here's Scott Brown discussing Joe Biden's behavior during his swearing in when Scott Brown was a senator, remember? He lucked up and won, I think, in Massachusetts. And here he's talking about what Biden tried to do to his wife and what happened when he checked him.
When you got sworn in as senator, was he like hair sniffing Gail or handsy with Gail, or did I imagine?
Yeah. I told him I'd kick the I told him to stop. Yes.
Did you really go through it again, if you don't mind?
No, it's old news. It's old news. It is. Yes, he didn't act the way I thought he should, and you know, we called him on it, and you know, that's it.
You called him on it. His face, right there.
Oh yeah.
Nobody should be surprised by that. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. A few clips we probably wouldn't get to. We had a lot of them with Kamala Harris. I know we've got three of them. Let's play these real quick. They speak for themselves, folks. Here you go.
And I again want to thank the Secretary for your work. This issue of transportation is fundamentally about just making sure that people have the ability to get where they need to go. It's that basic.
Oh, boy, I can see how she got as far as she did. That girl got talent. She got some talent. Here's the next clip of Kamala Harris.
And as the name suggests, community banks are in the community. They understand the needs of the people they serve. They understand the capacity and the opportunity, such as the capacity and the opportunity of this community, that big banks often overlook or just don't get.
Boy, I tell you what, who knew? Who knew the community banks were in the community? It's kind of like Chris Rock said. Community college means anybody in the community can go. You're not getting anything special. Community banks, oh, by the way, the capacity and opportunity. That's what they provide, capacity and opportunity. She is I don't know how you feel after you hear Kamala Harris, but I feel so inspired. I feel like I just sat through a Tony Robbins seminar without having to sit through a Tony Robbins seminar. What do we call it? Motivation for Dummies from Kamala? Oh my gosh, man. What would I do without her? Man, oh man. Hey, here's Chuck Todd, and he's revealing something kind of interesting about the border issue. We talked a little bit about that before.
New York City's growing humanitarian crisis. The shelter system slammed by an influx of migrants. The new calls for federal help. I guess Greg Abbott was right. He said once he got blue cities to deal with this, that they would be very upset at the federal government.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Let's pivot there. Let's stop there for just a second. So we've got this influx of illegals. And we've covered this ad nauseum because I live in Arizona. We deal with this every single day. We get hundreds, if not thousands, every single day. And you've heard me say this. I'm going to take a little bit of credit. I told you, when you make a problem a leftist problem, that's when they will address it. If it's in theory, they're never going to address it. See, there's theoretical racism. They don't have to deal with it. It's theoretical. But let one of them get beat up by a brother or an illegal, and suddenly they're like, man, these brothers out here committing crimes. These illegals coming over here doing stuff. See, it doesn't matter. You can virtue signal all you want until the problem becomes yours. What we should be focused on as conservatives, no matter what, come what may, as they say, is how do you take a problem and place it in the lap of the lefties? And what Chuck Todd just admitted there is Governor Abbott of Texas, and maybe DeSantis, who shipped these people up to New York and said, you're a, what do they call them, sanctuary state? You got it. Deal with it. And what are they doing? Oh, Lord. The governor of New York, I'm sorry, the mayor of New York is singing old Negro spirituals, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. They don't even know how to deal with a few thousand, much less the tens, if not hundreds of thousands. Where do these guys park? Where do these Hispanics park? They park in California, border state, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and then they leech a little bit and they go up a little farther north up into Colorado, and then they go down to Florida, and of course, I already mentioned Texas. Look at any immigration pattern. They go and they, wherever they land first is where they're probably going to lay their hat. So, They get to all these border states, they get to a couple states inside, and they say, okay, here's where we're going to try to make it. Look at how the legal immigration system, they go into New York, and they barely escape out. I've talked to dozens if not hundreds. Not illegal, but legal. I go, where have you been since you've been to the U.S.? Oh, well, mostly New York, Kevin. Mostly D.C., mostly wherever they come in, and the migration pattern slows big time. So the people left holding the brunt of it are the original states. Legal immigration, it's probably going to be the northeastern states. If it's illegal immigration, it's the border states. And you know which one has got the most influx? Of course, it's the border states. But again, make the left live it. The reason why Joe Biden wasn't going to do good in the 2022 midterms and why they had to cheat was inflation. He made people live it. I'm not saying livid like mad. I'm saying live it. They lived the lies that he told. Oh, inflation's not very bad. What? Look at your gas prices. Look at your food prices. Make them live it. They want to bring people in, establish laws and say you've got to take them in. In fact, make it a form. Make it something where you say, I agree to take in a leftist. I'm a leftist, and I agree. It's part of my responsibility as a citizen of America. If an illegal is here and doesn't have a place to go, I will put them up in my home and have full responsibility. Put that on a form and make it a legal binding document. Take it to a Democrat event and say, you ready to sign this? I'll make you a bet. I bet you they can't get 10% of the folks there to sign it. If they guilted them into it, they couldn't get them to do it. And say, you will be responsible. You got to be responsible for their care, their feeding. I'm talking their housing, their clothing, all of it. You sign up for it. I don't have to guess how you feel about that. It's a wonderful idea. You think it's brilliant. We should make a petition. We should say, fine, if we find an illegal, they're on the street, whoever's on the list has to take them. We do it by zip code. You get them. Make them live it. I'm on a speaking tour right now, and one of my things where I end the speech is make them own it. Make Democrats own their racism in education. Make Democrats own their racism in these cities with policing. All of it. All the things they complain about. Make them own it. Who owns it? If your kids aren't getting educated, who owns the education system? If it's one of the biggest complaints, by the way, that's one of the biggest complaints of black folks, is the education system. If that's one of your biggest complaints, who owns it? Do we own it, conservatives? Are we the ones putting all this LGBT crap, especially the tranny crap, into this stuff? Are we the people, or are they? Because last time I checked, kids don't care. They don't care if Sue wants to be Bobby and Bobby wants to be Sue. They don't care. Some kids will tease them, some kids won't. Most of them don't really care. They just go live their lives. The education system, I'm using that as an example. They don't want to own up to what they can't do. So they use subterfuge. And we go for it. Transsexuals and all that. Ask them why they educate your kids. I just want my kids to have a great experience at school. No, you don't. You want your kid to be educated. You want them to be happy, ultimately. You can't guarantee a kid's going to have a great time at school anymore than you can guarantee you're going to love your job or whatever else. I got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.